Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 1st, morning. Pleasant fruit. And at our gates are pleasant fruit, all manner, new and old, which I have laid up for you, my beloved. Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 13. Our hearts have pleasant fruit, all manner, new and old, which we have laid up for our beloved. During this rich autumn season, let us observe our harvest. We have new fruit. We desire to feel new life, new joy, new gratitude. We want to make and fulfill new resolutions. But we also have some old fruit. There is our first love, which is a choice fruit that Jesus delights in. There is our first faith, which brought us from nothing to possessing all things. There is our first joy, when we came to know the Lord. Let us revive our old fruit. We also have our old memories of God's promises. How faithful God has been. Great is your faithfulness. From Lamentations 3:23. In sickness, how softly he made our bed. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. Psalm 41:3. In deep waters, how firmly he held us up. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. Isaiah 43:2. In the flaming furnace, how graciously he delivered us. When you walk through the fire, Isaiah 43:2 says, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Old fruit indeed. We have much fruit, for his mercies have been more than the hairs of our head. This morning, we have both old and new fruit. But this is the point. They are all stored up for Jesus. The best and most acceptable fruit are those in which only Jesus is glorified, and we take no credit. Let our fruit be only for our beloved and not for the world. Jesus, we will lock the garden door so that no one will rob what is yours. Everything is yours, and yours only, O Jesus, our beloved. October 1st, evening. Grace and glory. The Lord will give grace and glory. From Psalm 84:11. Jehovah is generous, and he enjoys giving. His gifts are precious beyond measure and as freely given as the light of the sun. He gives grace to his elect because he wills it. He gives grace to his redeemed because of his covenant. He gives grace to his called because of his promise. He gives grace to believers because they seek it. He gives grace to sinners because they need it. He gives grace abundantly, seasonably, constantly, readily, and sovereignly. Grace in all forms he freely gives to his people. He generously pours out to us the grace that comforts, preserves, sanctifies, directs, instructs, and assists. Sickness may come, but the Lord will give grace. Poverty may happen, but grace will be furnished. Death must come, but grace will light a candle in the darkest hour. As another year rolls around and the leaves begin to fall, how blessed to enjoy this unfailing promise. The Lord will give grace. In this verse, the little conjunction and is a diamond rivet that ties the present to the future. Grace and glory always go together. God has married them, and no one can separate these words. The Lord will never deny a soul glory after he has freely given his grace. Indeed, glory is nothing more than grace in Sunday dress, grace in full bloom, grace like autumn fruit, is mellow and perfect. No one can tell how soon we will have glory. It may be that before this month is over, we will see the holy city. Whether the interval is short or long, we will be glorified soon. The glory of heaven, the glory of eternity, the glory of Jesus, the glory of the Father. All this the Lord will surely give to his chosen. What a wonderful promise from a faithful God.